What sort of posts did you use?
Native oak post.
Mm-hmm. And how did you attach the wire to the post?
Stapling.
Put this in how? How did you get this to this into the post?
You get the wire to the post?
Uh-huh.
Well, when you roll it on the wagon wheel, stretch it mm-hmm. alongside, and when you unroll it, carry it, tube and carry it. I would stick through the spool and carry it and unroll it and then put it on the wagon, have it roll and raise the wheel up and then roll the wheel and stretch with the wagon okay. wheel.
You put your staple in the post? And
staple in the post, yes, hold the wire up to the place.
What did you use to put in the staple?
Hammer.
Just
hammer it in. Well, you've got a spotter on you.
Well, he's a durable little fellow, isn't he? You mentioned a picket fence. What were these made out of?
They were made out of wood that drove in the ground. And then the wire stretched and stapled to each one to keep them from shoving over at the top.
Oh, I see. And then you didn't have a post on these,
like
huh?
Yeah, they're all posts, just short posts, pickets, and drive them in the ground up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'd say it's 3 feet high, 4 feet high. And you drive down and have a wire at the top. That was for the hog pens, pastures, where we run the hog out when we got some pastures for them.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get your fence posts in the ground?
Drove them. Wooden maul.
Uh-huh.
Sharpen them, drove them with wooden maul.
Mm-hmm. Did you have stones in the fields here?
Stones.
Stones or rocks?
Yeah.
How did you get them out?
Pry them out with poles or bars or any way we can pry them out. I pry them out and have blasted some of them out.
Hmm. How did you carry them away then?
On a rock sled. What didn't they call them, rock sleds? Lizards, rock lizards, seeming like that's what they call them. That was a forking tree out there and put boards on it, where we can roll them up on them.
Huh. I've never heard of that before. That's very
never
interesting. This. Oh yeah, I guess that's called a goat.
That's where the rocks are too big to load in the wagon and haul out.
Uh-huh. What did you do with them then? Were they used for anything?
Go in the ditches and out of the field, anywhere to get them out of the field.
Mm-hmm. Were these ever used for walls or fences?
Yes. Flat rocks, or they'd use them and quarry them and haul them off, build houses or fireplace chimneys and like that. And over here, it's over a quarter mile, there's a fence built just over a chunk of rock that was hauled off out of the field anywhere to build a rock fence with it.
When did you carry your water from the well in?
Lard buckets.
And what did you use when you milked your cow?
Lard bucket.
Mm-hmm. How about later?
I got milk buckets later.
Those were the oval ones so you could get them between your knees?
Small place on the side, you know, milk in.
Uh-huh.
Put it all covered up.
Did you ever have any of these made of wood for water?
That was in water buckets.
Uh-huh. What'd they use for that? Cedar?
Yeah, cedar buckets.